The Anchorage School District has a new public webpage that lets community members comb through district data. You can look at maps showing which schools have the best attendance or charts highlighting which students have the best reading comprehension. It was introduced during a hands-on workshop last night where community members were already putting the tool to use.
What are you looking at? Do you see any of the data that you're going to need for the grant?
Teresa Lyons sits with her colleague, Kelly Foran, looking at a computer screen filled with graphs and maps. They both run programs at the University of Alaska Anchorage that help students succeed in college, programs that rely on competitive grants.
And we recently lost a couple of them. We're writing for three now.
Lyons and Foran are looking through the school district's new data dashboard for information to add to those grants. At first, Fran didn't see anything they really need. Then she realizes how far the information can be broken down.
This might give us a better idea of if we can look at, say, freshmen, how many have received an F in their core subject. We could see if they're on track.
It seems a little dry at first. It is data, after all. But Lyon says having easy, efficient access to these large chunks of information means they can draw resources to the areas that need it.
So being able to prove the need is what we're seeking to do so that, you know, our grant could be considered as valuable and important to our community.
She also says it's valuable to her as a community member to be able to see what's really happening within the district. ASD Superintendent Dina Paramo says administrators are already using the dashboard to figure out how the district needs to change. She says the data highlights disparities, like the number of Fs received by different student groups. And that indicates that the district is failing those kids. She says they're using the information as a whole to figure out ways to adjust teaching styles and to ask different questions.
These data aren't to find fault. They're actually to say, okay, here is a space where we are not meeting the needs of kids. How can we change that?
The new dashboard includes information on test scores, attendance, discipline, and other measures of student achievement. It does not include school characteristics like class size, overall school demographics, or spending on professional development.